Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Zion, Brachos 7 on Daf Zion Mabez. The Gemara is recording statements that Rabbi Yochanan made in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the first statement that we'll study is that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asah Olam, from the moment that God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekara'o HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon, that there was no person who called God by the name Adon, meaning the name Master, which is the name of God that's written with an Aleph and a Dalet, but rather they refer to God, says the Marsha, with the name of Yud and Hey and then Vav and Hey, which is the name recognized in God's existence. They recognize God's existence, but they didn't recognize God's mastery of the universe, and that God is able to make decrees and change the ways of the world. Until Abraham came along, Achaba Avram, until Abraham, our forefather, came along, Ukara'o Adon, and called God Master. As it states, Vayomer Adonai Elohim, Pama Eda Kirishena, that Abraham said, my master God, how will I know that I will inherit the land, basically referring to the land of Canaan. And this is what Abraham said to God by the covenant Brit Ben Avtarim, where God promised Abraham that he was going to get the land of Israel, and so Abraham asked for certainty to be aware of it. And says Rav, Afta Neil Wona Na Ela Bishvil Avram, that even Daniel, who lifted up his voice in prayer, that we know that God answered Daniel's prayer when he was in the lion's den, that Daniel was answered only because of the merit of Abraham, as it states, Vata, now Shema Elokeinu al Tfilat Avdecha V'el Tachanu Nav, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his cries, V'ayar Panecha al Mikdashcha Hashamim L'man Adonai, and basically illuminate your face in for the sake of my master. And what does that mean? What's the reason that Daniel prayed that the temple should be built L'man Adonai, since he already mentioned Shema Elokeinu L'man Cha Mibayalei, it should say for your name. So it means L'man Avraham Shekarech Adon. So Daniel is saying, answer my prayers, rebuild the temple for the sake of Abraham, who called you master. Now Gemara says another phrase that Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. It's ironic because Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was a person who we know from a couple of stories in the Talmud. He had a fiery aspect to his personality, and so he once brought down his wrath on somebody who he thought was not engaged fully in Torah study. So says our Gemara, Minayin she'emin ra'atzin lo la'adam b'sha'az kaso. How do we know that you can't appease somebody in their moment of anger? I mean, to say when a person is still upset about things, let them cool down before you try to appease them. And the source for this, says Rabbi Yochanan Leib Rabbi Shimon Chai, is from the story of Moshe after the golden calf, where it says, Panaye lechu v'anichoti lach, that God said to Moses, wait for me until I pass by, wait for me until my anger passes, and then I will give you the comfort to fulfill all of your requests. So we see from here that only once a person is calmed down should you try to appease them. But while the person is in their moment of anger, let them go. Don't try to fix the situation at that time. And if third teaching that we'll look at, which Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, is Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asah Olamo, from the moment that God created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shehoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shebata Leah V'Hodato. There was no person who gave thanks and gratitude to God until Leah came and gave gratitude to Hashem for her birth. For the birth of Judah, as it states, it says, and after she gave birth to Judah, it says, Hapam Odeas Hashem. This time I will give thanksgiving to Hashem. So what is the reason? First of all, we say, what do you mean nobody gave thanks to God? We know that Adam also, it says in the Midrash in Bereshis Rabbah, that Adam said, Mizmor Shiro Yom HaShabbos, give a song for Shabbos. Tovo Odos Hashem, it is good to give thanks to God. So we see that Adam is the one who was the first one to give thanks to Hashem. So the distinction is that Adam didn't give thanks for a specific act, that Leah, when Judah was born, she gave thanks for a specific act, as opposed to Adam, he was saying that in general it's good to give thanks to God, or some say he gave thanks for forgiveness of his sin, but not gratitude for something that Hashem did specifically for him himself. That is what Leah was doing. She was giving gratitude for what Hashem did for her. And what's the reason why she specifically gave thanks to Hashem for the birth of Judah? So one explanation is this, and this is how Rashi explains it, that she saw by divine prophecy that Jacob was going to have 12 tribes. And so since there were four wives for Jacob, there was Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, and Zilpah, it was appropriate that each one of them should have three children. And that way they're going to have the 12 tribes. And so once she had the fourth son, she had Judah, she gave thanks to God because she had a greater share of the family than the others. That is one explanation. Another explanation is that she gave thanks to God because she saw that from Judah was going to come the malchus, was going to come the kingship, and she saw all the amazing things that Judah was going to do in this world because it was going to be the kingship, and that the Mashiach was going to come, and that was going to be fixing from the world, and therefore was an expression of hoda'ah, which is true thanks, because she saw all the good that was going to happen. And I was actually thinking about it in the opposite way, that because she expressed gratitude, and this was the first time somebody expressed gratitude to God, that's why from Judah came the kingship, that the person who is worthy to be king must be a person whose very essence is bound up in gratitude to Hashem, gratitude to others for what they do. And that's why Judah was worthy to be the king.